Ralphie Radio Show. It is an annual tradition I absolutely love, breaking down Black Friday with the Black Friday Authority, the online shopping authority as well. Brad Wilson, the founder of bradsdeals.com, joining me now on the Ralphie Radio Show. That time of year again, Brad. Thank you so much for the time.
Thanks for having me on, Ralphie. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
A lot of people, Brad, I've seen online are buzzing about this Best Buy Doorbuster, the 42-inch 1080p LCD TV for $199. I mean, I've heard some stories about people already lining up for this thing. And so with that being said, are there any other comparable deals out there that people might have a better chance of getting if they're in the market for a flat screen this holiday season?
There are. There are a bunch of great TVs. And you touched on an important point. Best Buy in particular is being very, very aggressive with the price on this TV. You know, they have a Blu-ray player for $40. They have a $180 laptop.
Wow.
The big question with Best Buy is how many people are actually going to be able to get their hands on these. Best Buy is notoriously stingy with availability when they run stuff like this. The other thing we have to all keep in mind is that this Black Friday is unique because the starting times for the sales have all consolidated for most of the major stores at midnight on Friday. So it's no longer the 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 5 a.m., 6 a.m. sort of staggered start kind of thing. You know, last year you could go to one store. If you didn't get the item you want, you could go to one that opened a couple hours later. This year you really have to place one big bet and go to that store. And Best Buy, I think, is really trying to get you to place that one big bet with them. I don't know if that's a smart move because I think very few people are going to get the 42-inch TV for $200.
Right, and for that matter, very few people may be able to take advantage of some of those other deals as well that they have in their Black Friday ad. I mean, who else sticks out from the rest of the pack, in your opinion, Brad?
Walmart's very competitive. That, you know, they have an Xbox Kinect for $199 plus a $50 gift card, essentially $150 for a $300 Kinect. Sears is strong in some areas. H.H. Gregg, which is a very aggressive growing store, is surfacing on the Black Friday radar. Radio Shack actually has an Amazon Kindle for less than what it sold for on Amazon.
Wow.
Which is interesting. Yeah, so they have the basic Kindle for $79 with a $10 Radio Shack gift card. So you're paying less than $70 for a Kindle at Radio Shack, which is a great deal. So there are all these other alternatives that give you some more options, you know, beyond the Best Buy that we're all talking about.
And especially, you know, obviously Cyber Monday is turning into something not as big as Black Friday yet, but a big shopping day online. But a lot of these retailers do extend their Black Friday sales and or do exclusive Black Friday sales on their websites as well, right?
That's right. So what we see, there's sort of three different pools that you can choose from. So there's a small pool of these doorbuster deals that you can only get offline. You really have to stand in line and be early.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a bunch of great deals that you can get online and offline. You know, Best Buy might have the same price on one thing online and offline. Then there's everything online that you can't get in the physical store. So the Amazon.com, the Overstock.com, Buy.com, Shoes.com, on and on and on. All of those internet retailers are going to be very aggressive the entire weekend as well. With Brad's Deals, I mean, I am the hardest core online shopper you've ever met. So I've always felt that there's more savings online. So for people who are trying to save the most money, online is the way to go.
Brad Wilson from bradsdeals.com here on the Ralphie Radio Show. We are continuing to break down all of the Black Friday sales. Obviously, Best Buy has stuck out. You've said Sears. We've talked a lot of electronics, but for somebody that's not in the market for maybe a TV or a Blu-ray player or a Kindle, any other hot gifts this year and any other big savings on those gifts, Brad, that you've seen?
Ralphie, absolutely. So we do talk a lot about consumer electronics and tech, but Black Friday is a good day broadly to shop. Mm-hmm. So to give you a couple other examples, there's a KitchenAid Pro mixer at Sears for $199. There's a Dyson vacuum for $279 at Target. Both of those are super popular items. There's deals in apparel. You know, we're seeing Old Navy has a very strong sale.
Again, as far as Black Friday goes, bradsdeals.com, I would imagine you got all the circulars posted. You got the whole Black Friday section going again this year, right?
Yeah, at this point, we have we've leaked the Black Friday ads for all of the major stores. We have an iPhone app that lets you take the ads with you on the go. There's actually a location feature, so it shows you, lets you save the item, show you where the closest store is. It's pretty neat.
Bradsdeals.com. This guy is the authority. We love having him on every year, and we'll certainly chat with him a little more as the holiday shopping season continues. But, of course, the official kickoff this Friday with Black Friday. Brad Wilson, bradsdeals.com. Brad, thank you again for the 411. We'll talk soon, buddy, and have a good Thanksgiving.
Take care. Happy Thanksgiving. You too, Ralphie.